Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, a variety talk show whose only mission is to empower you.
That were only gonna bring me to my knees. And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in. Today's show is about succeeding despite adversity. And our special guest today is Christy Kennedy. And I'm really excited to talk about this topic because there are so many people that are afraid to go after their dreams or are afraid or so focused on their circumstances that they can't see past that. So I'm really excited to talk about this with Christy today. Christy has had to overcome insurmountable odds stacked against her from childhood to present. One of her most valuable lessons learned is in the face of adversity is that one has only two choices regarding their internal positioning, be powerful or powerless. I love that. Christy Kennedy is a creative, entrepreneurial, and visionary leader with multiple gifts. She's a songwriter, poetess, recording artist, author, licensed esthetician, beauty advisor, freelance makeup artist, jewelry designer, fashion model, modeling instructor, and national spokesmodels for fibroid tumors. Christy is dedicated to touching and uplifting many broken hearts and souls. She challenges individuals to live beyond self-imposed limitations that prevent the opportunity to taste the pleasure of purpose fulfilled. Her motto is that all things are possible to those who dare, who do, and who believe. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much. And I'm really looking forward to our discussion. And since we only have 30 minutes, I want to go ahead and jump in. Often, you know, when we're trying to accomplish anything, a degree, a business, new career, a job, various challenges will present themselves. And it's at that point that we must remain focused. But, Christy, my question for you is how do we see past our circumstances to stay focused?
That's an awesome question. You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is we have to have a vision for where we're heading. Oftentimes people don't have a vision for what they want their lives to be like, and so we often settle for less than what we deserve because we have not even established what it is that we are entitled to possess. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I believe the starting place is, what do you see? You have to see beyond where you are in order to have something to propel you forward. So you have to start with the vision.
Yeah,
and remain focused.
And I think for some people, it may be fear. And I wanted to kind of touch on I saw Maya Angelou I think it was his life class. And one of the things that she said that struck a chord with me was that people are quicker to identify with the bad than the good. And I'm paraphrasing. And that it's easier for us to identify when something goes wrong. For example, You know, if someone is something bad happened to someone, it's easier for people to say, oh, that could have been me. But when something good happens to someone or you see somebody being successful, a lot of people will be like, oh, they're so lucky. But there's a disconnection. They don't say, oh, that could be me too. So where's the disconnection? Why is there a disconnection to success?
It goes back to the individual, because we all have an opportunity to be successful. And oftentimes our environment plays a big, major part in that. And so, but we can't allow that to be an excuse as to why we can't be successful, because, like I said, you know, it's an open playing field. We can all have it. You know, opportunity is presented each and every day to all of us, and it's a matter of mindset. And so oftentimes, because of our circumstances, those that feel like they've had the odds stacked against them oftentimes buy into that defeatist mentality. No, you have to renew your mind. You have to say, you know what, no matter what situation I was born into, I don't have to live according to society's labels or what they, you know, those predisposed projections they place on me. So it's a matter of reshaping our mind, saying, you know what, I deserve to be successful. I deserve to be prosperous. I deserve to be an achiever. Whatever it is, you know, it is attainable.
Yeah. So how do we succeed despite adversity?
It goes back again to that mindset. Because life is full of ups and downs, as we know. You know, it's always throwing us curveballs. And so you already have to have this predisposition that says, no matter what comes my way, I'm going to overcome it. But if you allow circumstances to come and you're not even prepared for them, you're acting as if, you know, everything is going to be all, you know, sweetness, you know, and no bitterness. You know,
yeah.
You set yourself up for failure. You have to already position yourself. You know what? When adversity comes, because it is going to come, I choose to keep moving. I choose not to get stuck in my situation, my circumstance, you know, disappointments. They're going to happen. You know, failures is just a part of life. And so we have to condition ourselves to be ready for war.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things, too, I struggled with it as well in the past, and it's still a learning and growing process of reconditioning, and especially when you are not conditioned to think on that level or to see past your circumstances, a lot of things that we weren't taught. And, you know, a lot of times we get so focused on the problem, it's so hard to see past that. And the other thing I struggled with was the fear, not really the fear of failure for me, but the fear of success. And so what advice would you give someone who's afraid of failure or success?
You have to get to the root cause of the fear. Why am I afraid of failing? Why am I afraid of succeeding? And only that individual can answer that. And that requires great courage, because it takes courage to look yourself in the eye and really be honest with where you are. You know, it could have been something that happened in childhood that causes you to fear the opinion of man. Well, or you know what I'm saying? For me, a first generation entrepreneur, you know, if you're constantly thinking about what your family thinks, will they approve? And so you have to get to the place where you accept who you are, what you've been created to do, and get to the place where it doesn't matter whether someone accepts you, whether someone celebrates you. You know that without a shadow of a doubt, you've been created to do something phenomenal, and that it has to happen with their support and without their support. You know, with finances, without finances. And that goes back to that determined mindset, you know, being unmoved, unstoppable. You know, that's just something that person has to resolve within themselves. So you got to identify that fear, and then you got to confront that fear, and you say, you know what, you cannot hold me back anymore. I don't care if they believe in my dream or if they don't believe in my dream. You know, there was a time in my life when I was first, you know, beginning to get to know who I was and what I was created to do. And, you know, most people say, you don't share your dream with people because, you know, you got the dream killers out there.
Yeah,
keep that dream all hidden. But when you think about it, when you have a abundance type of mindset, you'll share that dream because you recognize that, you know, for me as a believer in God, there's no one that can stop my destiny but me.
Right.
And so I have to make sure that I keep moving. I'm quite responsible, you know, for the part that I play in this role, you know, on the road to destiny. And so when you get to that place and you say, you know what, I'm going to move forward and I can share it because it doesn't matter, because the benefit of sharing where I am, where I'm going, my dream with others is that when somebody else is out there who's supposed to be connected to the vision to help me get to that next place, you know, they'll be able to recognize, they'll be able to identify, oh, this is who I'm supposed to connect with. But if I never share it with anybody, how can they couple up with me? How can we partner together? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, too, you know, and I can speak on as far as my struggle with the fear of success. And I think it was, I mean, it was a multiple things. One, I had never had it. So sometimes we fear the unknown, how it's going to be once I get it. Also, the fear of, am I worthy? Am I worthy of having this? Am I worthy of, and that goes to letting go of a lot of the things that I was holding on to or feeling like you said, I had to get to the root of why I felt unworthy. Why do I feel that I'm not deserving of success? And, you know, and that's something that, you know, when you kind of look around and look out and look at other people, and for me, you know, everybody I feel is worthy. And I was like, well, why wasn't I feeling worthy myself? Why do I feel other people are worthy of it, but I'm not? You know, so that was something that I had to overcome, and a fear, that fear I had to move past it by really identifying, like you said, identifying it and pulling it from the root. And reconditioning my mind to think of success differently.
That's good. That's so good. Yeah, and it goes back to the, you know, the lies that we tell ourselves. You know, basically it was a lie. It was not the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, another thing I think, you know, people struggle with, especially right now, is because of the economy. They are afraid to move forward on their dreams, you know, I guess assuming that this is not a good time. And because of whatever, the fear of the unknown, I guess. What advice would you give someone who's afraid to step out because of how the economy is?
First and foremost is turn that television off and the radio off that's, you know, feeding you all this information that's really negative at its core, and put your mind on, like I said, you know, your future and designing a life that you feel you've been created for. And that, once again, what does that picture look like for you? You know, the success, prosperity, working 4 hours a week, whatever that is, and the best time to start anything is right now. You know, because we're always waiting for the perfect set of circumstances, and they will never come. Like I said, each and every day, obstacles are going to arise, challenges are going to come towards us, and, you know, opposition, all of that. And if you never start, you know, you'll never progress. So we know the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So just take that step, and it's those small steps that we take that create, you know, phenomenal results. But if we never move, there's nothing we can achieve.
Yeah, yeah. And it goes back to what you said earlier. You said that, you know, even though you was referencing sharing your dreams, but at the end of the day, you know, God is the one that open and close doors. God is the one that, you know, and then we look at, too, as far as the economy, you know, people are still buying iPhones, you know.
There is money out there. Hello.
You know, people are still buying computers. There's a lot, you know, so, you know, yeah, we see that there's some, you know, the economy has changed, but not everyone. Don't be afraid to step out, because thinking that no one could afford your services or your product or, you know, whatever, and you can have giveaways. They think outside of the box, but don't let that be the determining factor. And I heard this lady say a while back, she was on an interview. I was just flicking through the radio, and this lady was saying that she has a restaurant, and they were asking in the interview, because of the economy, how is her restaurant doing? And she said her restaurant I think was open for like 10 years or something like that, and she said it's doing better now than it ever has, because her target audience, I mean, because it's a buffet.
Okay.
Is all you can eat. So people are still going out to eat. People are still, you know, and it's just how you set your business up. I absolutely agree with what you're saying. That was really good information, that, you know, you just have to know where you're going and really get focused and let God be the driving factor, the God in your passion. But one of the things I think, well, not think, I've heard people say, well, I don't know where to start. I don't know my purpose, or I don't know what my passion is. What would you say to someone who said that?
That is an awesome question, Yvonne. Let me tell you, I just literally had a life coaching session, and my client, one thing that we dealt with was purpose, and I had to share, that was the starting place for me, because when you talk about walking in confidence, walking in power, you know, when you're going against the grain of society, doing something that has never been done before, you have to know without a shadow of doubt who you are and what you've been created to do. Because once again, you have those adversities that are going to come and try to distract you, sway your opinion, whatever it may be. And so the place that we have to start is with ourselves. And that means we have to spend quality time alone, getting to know intimately our thoughts, what we think about each and every area of our life. You know, I have probably about 4 or 5 journals. I got a weight loss journal, you know, I got the business journal. You know, I'm marking my progress each and every day. What am I doing towards my goals? You know, did I fall off my wagon and going back to junk food, eating healthy? You see what I'm saying? I heard that Socrates, he said, the unexamined life is not worth living. And you're constantly examining your heart, your mindset, because oftentimes what's limiting us, what's holding us back is us. It's how we perceive life, our situations, people, all of that. And so we have to uproot all of that junk and make sure that our mind is clear. It's open for success. It's open for prosperity. It's open to move forward for opportunities. You know, they're going to come bum rushing our house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're ready for us. Before we walk out the door, we have to get alone with ourselves, be quiet, and really evaluate who we are, what we've been created to do.
Yeah. And you manifest what you focus on. And
exactly.
And so how would you say, you know, someone may say, okay, a positive attitude, all of that is great, but I have no idea what my purpose is, or what my, not really your purpose, but your passion, because I think your passion will lead to your purpose. But they may have never explored, you know, they may have never, you know, like me, I didn't know what my passion was until late into my adulthood. But it took me to kind of explore different things, you know, and I'll say that it's not that I didn't know my passion, it's just I had lost my passion at an early age. So once I kind of started, you know, dipping and dabbing in different things and going to school and, you know, and I just kept pressing forward, and then it sparked something, you know, then I started discovering what my passions were, but it took me to put myself out there.
That's so good, because what you're talking about is a process, and we're going through a process of evolution. We're constantly evolving, and what we're talking about here is awareness. And once again, going back to that quiet time alone, really searching within, when you talk about what is my passion, you think about what makes you come alive. I know, like right now on this radio interview, I can't help but get excited because I'm passionate about speaking, about sharing information, inspiration, motivation, empowerment. And so I literally come alive. I could do this all day and all night. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So think about
yeah.
what makes you come alive and ask yourself, what are you always talking about? You know, I'm always talking about women's empowerment. You know, I got to do makeup, beauty, all those different things. And so out of my passion, you're exactly right. My purpose, you know, began to manifest. It began to show itself. And it's my purpose, like you said, it's tied to my passion. And my purpose is to help others discover their passion.
Right.
Others discover how beautiful they are. And my discovering of how beautiful I was and my love for color and clothing, all that stuff, and it was now to give that gift to others. You see what I'm saying? So once you discover it for yourself, now you go serve it to the world.
Yeah. Yeah. What words of encouragement, which you said a lot over the show, you said a lot of words of encouragement throughout the show, but if you could sum something up, what words of encouragement would you like to leave with those who are presently facing adversity?
Surround yourself with positive-minded individuals. Your space, your inner space is so sacred. It has to be guarded. Your atmosphere, you have to watch over it day and night. So you want to surround yourselves with individuals that pour into you just as much as you pour into them. You don't want to be surrounded by leeches, you know, those that are always pulling and not really investing. So you want to be with people that value you, not just your gift and your talent. Because I've been there. You value the gift and the talent, but don't really appreciate who you are, what you bring to the table. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The treasure
right.
that you are. You're greater than the gift and the talent. So when you're sick, those people are there for you. They care about you and not the gift and the talent. So that's one, you got to be with pure-hearted individuals. And I would say also challenge yourself each and every day. For me, I'm always trying to grow. I always want to become better. I have not arrived, and I recognize that there's always room for improvement. And so you want to be
right.
surrounded once again with individuals that challenge you to be more, to do more, to see more, to have more. And thirdly, I would say do what you're passionate about. Do what you love without fear. Because one of the main reasons people don't do anything, as we talked about earlier, is that they are afraid. And we know, we've heard it said before, fear is false evidence appearing real. And we have not been given the spirit of fear. We've been given power. We have power over
right.
fear, over circumstances, over anything that comes our way. But it goes back to the mindset. We have to believe. So only believe. And keep on believing. And keep moving.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, I just wanted to go back. One of the things that you just said was that in order, you know, we have to surround ourselves around positive people and also people who bring out the best in us. And,
yes.
you know, even if you can't find that support system, you have to be your own best friend
mm-hmm.
and trust in God and, you know, and really see past the circumstances and see that God is so much bigger than your circumstance. And and what I really wanted to touch on too is that, you know, one of the things that you said was to look at ourselves. I think that's one of the hardest things that a lot of people find is to look at their self, because a lot of people, and I can say people that I've been around without
mm-hmm.
pointing out any names, that are quicker to it's this didn't happen because of this person, or that happened because
mm-hmm.
of this person. They never want to take responsibility for things, you know, I guess because they struggle with handling that I made a mistake or
mm-hmm.
I did something wrong. But it goes back to what you said, it's how you perceive it. You have to know that in order to grow, you have to be able to identify things that you need to work on or mistakes that you may have made.
Right.
You know, it takes courage to
mm-hmm.
look in the mirror and say, okay, this is who I am. This is who I'm striving to be, and not saying that you're changing who you are. You're bettering who you are. But I just wanted to point that out, that we have to be able to look ourselves in the mirror, as you said, fearlessly.
Yes.
Fearlessly looking at looking at things that we need to work on to better ourselves on, in order for us to grow and to be all that God has intended us to be.
That's the truth, and you have to own it. Once you begin to own it, you can learn the lesson from it.
Yeah.
Until then, you won't get the wisdom. You know, what was the whole experience for in the first place? It was so you can gain knowledge about yourself, gain knowledge about life, gain knowledge about people, and then learn from it. So if you encounter the situation again, you can pass your test with flying colors.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Pass your test. There's no testimony without a test. I really enjoyed this conversation, and those 30 minutes go by so fast.
I know.
Where can the listeners go to connect with you and to find out more information about all that you're doing and all your endeavors?
Yes, ma'am. My home on the World Wide Web is ChristyKennedy.com. That's ChristyKennedy. Or you can Google me, honey. You will find me.
Man. Well, I want to thank you so much. That was really good. And I really hope that the listeners were inspired by your words and check out your website. And, I really love your spirit. I told you that before. I really love your spirit.
Yes, and I love yours.
And thank you. And I wish you continued success on your journey. And it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. God bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless you, too.
I was meant to fly. Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first. Know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.